Blog Talk Radio.
Life is like a big merry-go-round. You're up in there. Everybody's been counting you out, but where are they now? Sitting in the same old place, just faces in the crowd. We all make mistakes. You might fall on your face, but you gotta get
KWDC Radio Live, y'all. This is the one and only, the Citizen Detective Keith E. Warren, senior up on here for the Search for Relisha Radio Show, y'all. Tonight, Queen B is not going to be here tonight due to the death of the family, guys. So we want to send our prayers out to my co-host, Queen B, and she sends all her loves. Now, tonight, normally we have a special guest or somebody to talk more about this missing child and everything, but I feel as though that we have, like, enough I don't know if you want to say evidence. I don't know if you want to say things that have been said, however you want to call it. We have heard so many lies about this baby. We've heard so many lies when it came to where this baby is. Now, you guys all know the stories, and to the new listeners, if you want to know more about the story, I invite you to go to the page on Facebook, RRTF, Relisha Red Task Force. The name of the page is RRTF. Okay, now, it has been officially a year. Okay, March 19th was the day that it shook the world, well, shook D.C., when the young girl that I've dubbed D.C. Sweetheart went missing and was last seen with a 51-year-old male, Carl Khalil Malik Tatum. Mr. Tatum is now deceased. We don't know if somebody killed him or he killed himself. There has been a lot of commotion over the year. I have been putting out searches. We have had the police put out searches. We have had prayer vigils. We've had recognitions. All types of things we have had for this young girl. A lot of us don't even know who this young girl had ever met her. But as one, we come together to find this young girl, to find where is young Relisha Tanae Rudd. For the next hour and 52 minutes, guys, I'm going to want to hear from you, the listeners. I'm going to want to hear what you guys think so far. Has it been a, after it's been a year, what you guys think? What you guys have to say about this? I want to hear from the audience tonight. Call the number 713-955-0505, and I will be reading from the notes that I have on a couple of things that have been said in the past, and plus we're going to, of course, play some music and everything, you know. But, guys, this is for Relisha. Let's see what you got to say. Number 713-955-0505. You know, if you want to speak to me, press 1. All right? So let's go ahead with our first commercial, not commercial, music break. Here's an old school Ja Rule clap back.
We gon' clap back. I'm OG Bobby J, and we slinging soccer field, yeah. They don't respect that, or get your mind around and get it pushed back. Y'all don't want that. I send them to the morgue, I keep it my bitches bouncing for sure. In the club with no gun, got them taking it all. Can't help that. I'm that nigga that puts it down with the hit. That's to them up in the mind, asking them home in the throwback. West, 44 Lakers, let's make no mistakes. When these F's take place, what's the procedure with a gun in your face? When you got one in your waist, let's cop back, nigga. Hey, I'm come on.
Thank you.
one of the best mixes I ever done, Hot Potato. Y'all want to check it out on YouTube, the original part of it, Hot Potato. Young Boy was just doing the beat, playing around. Me and some of my guys, we made a mix with it and everything, and that's also on YouTube as well. But anyway, guys, this is the Citizen Detective Keith Lee Warren Sr., and I'm up on here for the Search for Relisha radio show. And tonight we're all, as always, we're going to talk about Relisha, but I want to hear from you, the listeners. What if even if y'all just want to vent, you know, about her, you know, just her case. If you want to vent, if you want to talk about it, I see there's people in my chat room, callers, you know, you can press one if you want to say anything, but I will also be reading some things from the notes that I have about this case. To refresh some minds about a lot of things. Now, Relisha Tenay Rudd was born on October 29, 2005. She's 4 feet, 70 to 80 pounds. Now, 3 dates were reported about this missing thing. February 25th, March 1st was the last date that she was seen, and March 19th was when the Amber Alert and everything went out. Relisha is described to have black hair, brown eyes, and is a medium complexion. Those that have any leads or anything with any leads or anything towards finding this young girl, please call the Metropolitan Police Department, which is 202-727-9099, or the Youth Investigations Department, which is 202-576-6768. Before I get into this, let me give a big ups to my team, Notre Dame, as it's pronounced correctly, as they are playing tonight, and I want to wish them a good luck. Now, the areas that we've already searched so far is Kenilworth, Aquatic Gardens area, Qualls, and Anacostia Road, Northeast, Mayfair, the area where Tatum's body was found. We have some positive areas that we want to check as well. Now, here are the known suspects, guys. Carl Lee Khalid Malik Tatum, who is an abductor, and he's deceased. Shamika Young, who is the mother of Relisha Rudd. Antonio Wheeler, the stepfather. Irvin Rudd, the biological father. Ashley Young, who is the aunt. Melissa Young, the grandmother. And I think a known suspect should be Ricky Sheridan Lyles Sr., who is Tatum's brother-in-law, okay? Here's some facts so far. Andrea Tatum, the wife of Khalil Tatum, is deceased. And Irvin Rudd, the father of Relisha, is convicted of murdering an infant child. Police did not believe that Ricky Sheridan Lyle Sr. was traveling Relisha. They released him after questioning him, okay? So there was a truck found in Hyattsville also. There was a 1976 GMC truck with Maryland tags 305-015. If anybody knows anything about that, please contact the local police about that. We've had so many different interviews. We've had interviews with Shamika Young, the mother. We have Melissa Young, the grandmother. We constantly have Ashley Young, aunt, on here. Antonio Williams, the father, has been on here. Uncle Danny, who's the uncle of Ashley and Shamika, who I love very much. India, the sister of Ashley and Shamika. Andre Tatum Jones, the nephew of Khalil Tatum. We've had Tyrica Tatum Jones, the niece of Khalil Tatum, on here. Lisa Grayson, a great person, empath, that was on here, and I have to call her and get back in touch with her. Julie Henry, who is a tarot card reader, she's been on here and she's helped out a great deal. Julie has also stated to check 3 areas, which is Kenilworth Park, Route 50 along Anacostia River, and some railroad tracks, you know, and it wouldn't be in an obvious place. Now, I have taken upon myself. Yeah, I know how I am about bad grammar, so I don't want to say nothing about bad grammar. So, I have taken upon myself to listen to a couple of the recordings. And I've written down some notes and everything, and anybody want to say anything, dial 713-955-0505. You can call in and say whatever you want about this case, but I'm taking a look at some of my notes, you know, and and this was, I have to check the actual number, but we have code for our episodes on here, and this is episode 6231273, and she constantly says that she's stressing and everything. Now, a lot of you guys are great. Y'all are citizen detectives just like me. You actually know what to say at the right time when asking these questions and everything. Now, we've caught the family in so, so many lives that this case has flipped so many ways that I constantly say, this case is flipped, this case is flipped, this case is flipped. Because no one will come towards the truth. You listeners have been threatened. I have been threatened. And when stuff like that happens, that means you're getting closer and closer to the truth. I'm going to say the number again, 713-955-0505 is the number. Call in, press 1 if you got something to say. We got about an hour and 36 minutes on this show and everything, y'all. If you got something to say on the Facebook page, RRTF is the Facebook page, all right? Even if you want to say something in the chat room right now, say what you want, you know what I'm saying? You can say what you got to say. Before I go into a music break, I'm going to go ahead and press this one right here, 202-706, you're on the air.
Hi, Keith. This is anonymous call. I'm calling in. I know you, and you probably know who I am. The reason why I'm calling in is because I have a question for you. Mm-hmm. When we go back to the beginning of this case, I never said anything. I said on the radio, and I listen. I'm tired of listening. I'm tired of the lies going on in this case. Can we get a search team to go to the Arboretum over there off of New York Avenue?
I actually have been talking with my co-host, and we are actually working on that right now. I want to get a map together and everything, and I am calling for the first search to hopefully be around.
Yes, I have talked to someone by the name of Rebecca, and I have put that out there to her also. I think that's where y'all need to go to.
Okay, yeah, because by that being a national landmark, I don't want to step on no toes, so we're trying to make sure that we get all our
They don't make a difference, Keith. We're trying to find this baby.
I understand that, but we got to make sure we got our ducks in a row first before we, you know, step in there and search that area. We don't know how anal they will be about that, you know what I'm saying? So that is
okay, and another question
that
I have for you, Keith, is also, I want to know, why are people so upset about the thing that came about when Shamika Young went to court and the judge denied her? Well, how can you get upset? How can people get upset about that?
Somebody was upset that the judge denied her?
Exactly. A lot of people. I have read a lot of things on Facebook.
I'm glad that the judge denied her. I'm actually glad.
I am too.
But how can you get upset about it?
Well, you know, you got those people that are not really, as I say, and, you know, other people say, they're not really for militia. They just want to be in the spotlight with Shamika. I guarantee you, once Relisha is found, these people that supposedly so-called got her back will drop her like a bad habit. I guarantee you that.
Exactly. Another thing, and I'm going to hang about this. How can you post a picture about Empire when your daughter is missing?
Oh, I ain't heard about that. What?
You posted about Empire on Facebook and you had your daughter missing? Come on,
hey, Corbin, remember now, according to her, she still has to keep her life going. Bullshit. I'm putting it to you
bullshit.
Like this.
You're right. It's bullshit.
I don't give a damn.
I don't give a damn about keeping your life going or not. You have a daughter that's missing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see
and
you out here passing out flyers. You had to go and ask Brenda Brown, can you go and do a search? Come on, now. You should have to ask anything. Take your ass out there and look for your daughter.
I mean, that's the thing about it. When I was doing the searches last year, I had to pull her teeth to get her to at least come to the command post. And like I said,
not
when
just
they were at the command post, they were smoking weed.
You should have knocked her damn head and brought her ass out there. Drug if you had to. That's your daughter.
Mm-hmm. She came out and everything.
But you know what,
Keith?
I'm glad you had
a
show. I had to get that off my chest. I had to. Because I'm tired of sitting back and people keep on defending her. Mm-hmm. And she know I know her. I know this person. I know your family, man. I'm tired of it.
Right.
I never spoke out on your show at all. But today's the day I put it out there. Find your damn daughter. Thank you, Keith. Have a good day.
No problem. You too. As y'all can see, people are actually angry about this. I mean, about the stupidity that's been going on with this case. And I do know who that was they called. That is a family member. You know, someone that's, well, I wouldn't say family member, but someone that's close, very, very close to the family, that they are family. We'll take some little music break, y'all. We'll be right back.
They call me Big L.A., Big Billy, Big Money, Big Billy. When I'm sliding in the mall and you hear me, I be striking with these bars so you feel me. Let me rip it up a cuz in the back. Let me rip it, get a buzz in your hat. I'ma tell you how to cause an attack. Timberland, Lady Glove on the track. Love to get the ice pop champagne. Don't forget I used to ride on the train. When I bump it right, call my name. Go crazy in the mall with James. Don't cat not ill like me. Bring the women in the chill for free. Let me tell you, girl, don't try me. You better have my ID, come with me. Open your club with me. Open your back room with me. Get in your club, girl, always up to the fact. Everybody get a hit smart. Everybody get a hit smart. Everybody get a hit smart. Everybody get a hit smart.
Lord of mercy, it's a broader Thursday. I have a man reimbursement. The part that hurts me is when they try to work me, but I can never let you jerk me. Steady sticking to the wall, give it up. Sneak it through the back door, live it up. Got the champagne, pour me a cup. Got the girls looking raw in the front. Gotta call your man in town. Tell the bar another round. Got all my mans holding me down. Kinda thick, my lips get down. So get with it. I'm saying what time, wanna get with it. Got players on the grind, wanna skip with it. Backstage, you mind, I'ma split with it.
Open your back, or maybe get your club, girl, always on
713-955-0505. Call in and give up your thoughts, bent out, whatever. Doesn't make a difference, y'all. We're going to go to another song right quick. We'll be right back.
This is dedicated to you.
KWDC Radio Live, y'all. This is the one and only, the Citizen Detective, Keith B. Warren Sr., y'all, up on this joint. And tonight, we're talking about Poor Little Volusia, y'all. And next week, next Thursday, a special 3-hour edition show. Why? Because it will be 1 year that this radio show has been doing Volusia's story. It all started with my old show, The Warren Experience, where we first aired about her story, and then The Warren Experience became the Finding Volusia radio show, which evolved into The Search for Volusia radio show. All right, so next week, y'all, remember, it's the 1 year anniversary of this radio show. And it will be a 3-hour special from 7 to 10. And this will be something you don't want to miss. I'm not going to name any special guests yet, but we're going to announce them sometime next week. Also, starting in June, your boy right here will be hosting a new show on television. Well, YouTube TV, guys. It will be based on missing people and children in America, entitled Missing in America. And this is one of the shows that's kind of like unsolved mysteries and all types of stuff like that, where they do reenactments, interviews and everything. It will be hosted by me and everything. So we're going to try to stop this, how can I put it, stop this every day of missing people. And you know, guys, if you got the Amber Alert app on your phone, this app I've seen go off so many times from people from missing people all over and everything. Let me go to my phone right quick and look at the app, because it's just crazy. And everyone knows my aunt is a board member for the Black Missing Foundation. And it has been said that 100,000 people go missing every single year. Just to name a few, look at this. Arkansas, missing girl age 7, missing since April the 1st. Of 2013. She's missing from Anchorage, Anchorage, Alaska. And this is crazy. This is just crazy. We got more people that are missing. Let's go to in our neck of the woods. They still have Ariel Taylor, who was 13, missing. And they need to take it down because she has been found. Listen to this, though. April Williams, okay, been missing since December 3rd, 1983. Listen to the story now, okay? And we don't want religion to come out like this, where it gets to a point where they have to have a digitalized picture of what she'll look, you know, years later. This young lady, April Williams, has been missing since she was a baby, okay? And this is crazy, if I can just try to pull this up right quick. I'm trying to pull it up. You know, but she's 31 years old now. If she's still living, if she's still around, you know. And I was watching a movie with Keke Palmer in it about a girl who was stolen as a child. And true story, too. She was stolen as a child, and she found out herself that she was stolen. And it was just crazy. The Amber Alert won't let me pull up all of April's information, but I've read it before, and somebody had took her. And we got people missing every day, guys. Idaho, Georgia, Florida, Hawaii, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maine, Maryland. We got somebody in our own neck of the woods missing, age 15, missing since February 25th, 2015, Jessica Pineda Gonzalez. It's too many missing people, guys. too many missing people. We got somebody missing from March, missing since March 4th of 2015. Amia Butler Morgan, who's age 17. You know, get this, we got somebody who's been missing since February 20th of 2015. She's 15, been missing from Tacoma Park, Maryland, Laurel, Maryland, Hyattsville, Maryland. We got so many people missing, so many children missing. It just sickens me. It really sickens me, guys. Anyway, number 713-955-0505. And I just don't know what to say about this stuff. I'm just as angry as the rest of everyone. I don't know what else to do, you know. Anyway, guys, I want to take a break for a minute from this. And here's an Empire mix that's about 9 minutes and 58 seconds, so we'll be back.
Empire State of Mind. Let's go.
Things are looking up. I'm ready for tonight. I feel good, real good. Can't nobody hold me down. I'm gonna take advantage of all these flashing lights. Cause it's the best time for it. We can do it
all right now.
Ain't nobody
tie me down.
If you want it, I got it. Tomorrow's not promised.
Live inside the moment.
Yeah. certified life. She make that thing go.
Drip, drop, drip, drippity drop. Drip, drop. Trip, drop, drip, drippity drop. Drip, drop, drip, drippity drop.
I know you got that bomb, shorty, can I get it?
Can I get it?
Something on my mind, girl, I know you ready. I can't stop eyeing you, loving the way you move. Got me obsessing, the best undeniable. Don't let go. Yo, you wanna get it when you on that pole. You wanna get it, but you're scared to admit it, cause you're living for that minute when you on that flow.
Make it go.
And look at the way you dance.
You better watch your hands.
You got a lot of fans, make me wanna pop some bands.
She do it all night.
I ain't sorry for nothing I say.
I'll paint it with something else. Anyway, KWDC Radio Live, y'all, this is the one and only Keith B. Warren, senior up on there with the Search for Listen Radio Show, y'all. We're going to go ahead and cancel this in an hour, so we're going to make this an hour show, so we got 6 minutes. Ha! 6 minutes is like Doug Fresh song. But anyway, guys, I just want to say this. Everybody says they support this young girl. But only one person came on here to say something about this case, and it's always like that about this case, only one person. You got people that are outside of D.C. that care more about this little girl than half of y'all in D.C. So it makes no sense. As me and my producers have said, we're showing who's really there for religion. We're going to go ahead and go into a word of prayer. And it just hurts. Think about yourself as a parent. What would you do? What would you do if this was your child? Like, seriously, what would you do? Let's bow our heads in the word of prayer, y'all.
Heavenly Father,
Lord, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the day, Lord God. God, we ask you to look over this child, Lord God, wherever she may be, Lord God. Lord God, only you know what is the outcome of this case, Lord God, and we just ask you to bring this outcome to a closure, Lord God. Lord God, I ask you to watch over all those that are under the sound of my breath. Watch over everyone that's close to my heart and only those few people that are in my circle. Lord God, these are the acts in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and say goodnight. I'm pretty disappointed in the outcome of people that know about this case and what they're going to say. But tune in next week. And see you then.
pray. Teach the children to pray. Sometimes I lay flat on my back and I pray, and I pray. Well,